Before discussing stochastic equations, we want to give a new look to the Verlet algorithm. This is another, again, different way to derive the Verlet algorithm, but this is the method that we'll use in the case of stochastic equation. So let's see how one can derive the Verlet algorithm. We start from Newton's equation that we write as m times the derivative of the velocity with respect to time equal to the force. And now we integrate the equation in the time interval t plus delta t. So the integral over the velocity can be done, of course, exactly. So we obtain that the velocity times t plus delta t minus v of t is 1 over m, the integral of the force in the interval. And up to here, everything is, of course, exact. Now, the problem is that of approximating the integral. And there are, of course, two ways of doing it. The way is, for instance, we can just replace, as in A, the integrand with its value at the first point of the interval, so with the value at time t, and this is known to give an error of order delta t square, and this is easy to understand. We are replacing the integral, look at the picture, with the area of the square which has size delta t, horizontal size delta t, and the vertical side is f of rt. And so what we are missing is a triangle, and the triangle has an area of order delta t square. So this is why the error here is delta t square. Instead, in B, we use the trapezoidal rule, and the trapezoidal rule means that we replace the integral with the area of the trapezoid, which is obtained simply in one direction we have the height of the trapezoid is delta t, while the two bases, one is f at time t and the other is f at times t plus delta t. And in this case, the error is of order delta t cube. So we improve the approximation using the trapezoidal rule with respect to the trivial approximation in which we assume that f is constant in the interval t plus delta t. And the Verlet choice corresponds to the trapezoidal rule. And in this way, we obtain that v t plus delta t is equal to v of t time plus delta t over 2m and f at times t plus f at time t plus delta t, which is correct with corrections of order delta t cube. This is indeed the usual expression for the velocity in the velocity Verlet update, and here we have derived in a different way. The second equation, the equation for the position, can be obtained analogously, integrating the definition of the velocity. So we integrate the fact that dx over dt is equal to the velocity. So x at times t plus delta t minus x of t is the integral of the velocity between t and t plus delta t. Then we apply the trapezoidal rule. So this is replaced with delta t over 2, the velocity at times t plus delta t plus v of t plus terms of order delta t cube. Then we use the previous expression for v at times t plus delta t. And we obtain, if we do the calculation, that v of t delta t times plus delta t squared divided by 4m, which multiplies the force at times t plus delta t plus f of t plus corrections of order delta t cube. But at this point, since the force is already multiplied by delta t square, we are just making no error, we are making an error of order delta t, which in any way we are already making because we have discarded terms of order delta t cube. And so we replace f at times t plus delta t with f of t. And in this way, we have obtained also the Verlet update for the position. So you see that we can reinterpret the Verlet update as an integration procedure. We are not expanding anything. We are simply integrating the equations of motion from time t plus delta t, and then using expression for approximating the integrals. So this is a different way of looking at the Verlet update.